This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Jeff, we have our first little development here.
We do.
So we do have our end of the season media availability agenda. Marcus tweeted this out. No Luke Kennard today scheduled.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I don't know.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk to Chris Harrington. It's Jeff Gawkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All on the free Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
If you're unaware, T-Mobile calls themselves the Un-Carrier, which is fitting considering they just unraveled their price lock guarantee for new customers. If you ask me, that's pretty uncool. If you're uncomfortable with a company that says one thing but does another, then switch to Xfinity, whose whole home Wi-Fi, wired internet, service, speed, and reliability are unparalleled. Unjoin the Un-Carrier. Switch to Xfinity today. Now through April 21st, new customers can get 300 megabits per second Xfinity Internet for $35. And ask how you can save 40% over T-Mobile in your first year. Switch today. Go to Xfinity.com/T-MoFax, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account and a one-year contract. Connect more Internet versus T-Mobile home Internet. $60 a month. Regular pricing applies after promo period. Restrictions apply. Taxes and fees extra. Actual speeds vary. Effective for new customers after 1/17/2024. T-Mobile's price lock will only reimburse your last bill if you terminate service due to a price increase.
You know that feeling you get when your team goes big? Get that same feeling on Zen Sports. Sign up for a Zen Sports account and receive up to a $1,000 no danger first wager. That's right. If your first bet loses, you can be reimbursed for the amount of your bet, up to a $1,000 maximum. Zen Sports offers an exclusive VIP program to Tennesseans. Head to zensports.com/VIP to learn more. Zen Sports, betting just got better. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-889-9789. No danger wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Must be 21 or older and in Tennessee to bet.
Hey, you. Day's warming up. Looking like spring. And at New Balance Memphis, we've got the thing. What pops and what's fresh? Check the selects. Come together at New Balance Memphis at Poplar and 240 across from Cadillac of Memphis. New Balance Memphis, we got now.
Springtime is project time. Let Waste Connections handle the cleanup for you. From construction projects to move-outs, storm damage debris, roofing material removals, to any debris you got, we'll take care of it. No cleanup job is too big or too small. Waste Connections. We see trash, we pick it up. Call us at 901-398-5400. Mention 92.9 and we'll even give you a discount. That's Waste Connections, 901-398-5400.
Shop our best savings for spring during Spring Fest at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off, plus save an extra $150 on every $1,500 you spend on select major appliances. And save on premium 2-cubic-foot mulch. Get 5 bags for just $10. Because Lowe's knows spring. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid to 4/17. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details. Premium mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last.
Welcome to spring with a delicious lunch at Owen Brennan's. Enjoy the spinach salad with spiced walnuts, cranberries, blue cheese, and cranberry sage vinaigrette. Or the iconic muffuletta, layered with mortadella, salami, provolone, and olive relish on a sesame bun. Serving lunch weekdays from 11 to 4.
All 650 acquisition, P30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, Forte RE756120, MSRP 22320, EV6, P56033, MSRP 50,200, Telluride RG5, 1,041, MSRP 37935, includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Hyundai, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 4/30/2024, dealer stock only.
Hey, Jeff Allen, what's happening over there at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah Wonderland?
Randy, we are making magic on Mount Moriah. 2024 Kia Forte LXS, 41 MPG highway, $199 a month, $34.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia EV6 Wind, $249 a month, and a 2024 Telluride LX front wheel drive, $369. Both $39.99 due at signing, all 24 month lease.
And 0% for 48 months on 2024 EV9, and always get peace of mind with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia on Mount Moriah.
So get over there, Gossett Kia South, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get the one and done you want for your dog's monthly protection. NexGard Plus, a Foxalon Moxidectin and Pyrantel chewable tablets, protects against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms, all in one delicious beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus chews.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers. Say, play 92.9 ESPN.
A perfect day to get out of bed. Shower, dress, shave.
Corner Phone Lines. Frame Corner with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
When I hear a phone ring, my heart starts to beat. Back on the Jeff Calkins Show, let's do this Chris Harrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies, Memphis, and more. Presented by the Majestic Grill. Rediscover downtown dining. Chris Harrington on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That is Don't Talk to Me About Work by Lou Reed. If I could fill in a thought bubble above the heads of Grizzlies players later today, that's probably what I would put in it.
Today is the wrap-up media press conference where Chris will be in attendance, and in fact, through the miracle of taping technology, it's actually commenced. It's commencing right now, and we'll have a full report on that in a moment, in a little bit, in the next segment, what is being said. But that is happening today, all the exit interviews, including with Zach Kleiman, John Morant, presumably, as well. Chris was there all weekend, though, to cover two games. We'll talk to him about the offseason here in a second. But let's start with the games, Chris. First, Friday night, that was fun.
Yeah, Friday was a blast. And that was one of my, that's my box of chocolates theory about the NBA regular season. Like, you just never know what's going to happen when you show up to the arena. And that was one of the more enjoyable games all season, really. Like at some point, with about 3 or 4 minutes left to go, I heard a fan behind me just exclaim, just sort of in a sort of surprise, like she was surprised to find herself saying this. Oh, this is great. Like, you didn't expect it to be great. And like, it was like a really highly competitive basketball game. The Lakers brought their full team, the same five players that were the main five players who beat the Grizzlies in the playoffs last year, got to the Western Conference Finals. Those same five players on the floor. The Grizzlies have two main roster players on the floor, and that's Jake LaRavia and Gigi Jackson, the latter of whom didn't even start the season as a main roster player. And like, they're going toe to toe, and Gigi's playing well, and Jake LaRavia's playing well. Scottie Pippen, having a revenge game, who got cut by the Lakers earlier this season, is having the game of his life. And suddenly the Lakers want to win this game, and suddenly LeBron James is playing 41 minutes and like digging down to D up hard against Jake LaRavia in the fourth quarter of game 81.
And it is particularly fun that or maybe meaningful, that honestly, those three players, who knows what Scottie Pippen's role will be going forward. But
I would say they are all highly likely to, well, I don't want to say highly likely. Yeah. Arabia's a little bit different case. They are certainly, they there's a good chance all three are on the roster and matter to the Grizzlies next season.
Yeah. Let's do those real quick. Scottie Pippen Jr., you think he will still be on a two-way? There's no reason not to keep him on the two-way, right?
I think it's likely he is still on the two-way. I mean, you have a team option on the two-way, so you know the roster's crowded already, and right. So it makes sense to me to just have him on the two-way. I don't think he's the kind of player like a Vince Williams Jr. or G.G. Jackson where you're like, let's wrap this up long-term now right. while we have the chance. I don't think he's that. Is it impossible to imagine a scenario where they go ahead and put him on the main roster? No, but that doesn't seem likely to me. It seems likely that you'd bring him back on the two-way. I think that's been the idea.
What do you think is the likely scenario at backup point guard next year?
Well, the question they have to ask themselves, and they may have already answered it internally, but I don't know what their answer is Derrick Rose's off-court contributions, veteran leadership, worth the roster spot?
Right.
And the answer to that might be yes. I mean, there are indications that it might be. I mean, I think that's the main reason they signed them, and there are indications that they've gotten good return on investment on that. He has not helped them much on the floor, and I would assume he would help them even less a year from now, a year older. And so that's one question. And so assuming that that's taking up a roster spot, I have a hard time seeing another point guard on the roster spot, on the main roster,
right.
unless it's at the cost of like a Luke Kennard roster spot. You know, if they come out of the draft with more of a combo guard type, like a Reed Shepard or Stephon Castle, that changes the dynamic a little bit. But I think that, you know, I think over the course of most games when you're healthy, I think when you're cycling through your rotation, I think even if Marcus Smart starts on the wing, he comes out early, he comes back in, and is, you know, sort of a point guard. But I think, you know, they're playing Desmond Bain on the ball a lot. They're playing Marcus Smart. You know, Scottie Pippen will fill in here and there. But I don't think there is a set off-the-bench backup point guard who plays the backup point guard role every night behind John Morant the way Tyus Jones once did.
Right. And then G.G. Jackson, again, we're focusing on the Lakers game, but he did what he did against the Lakers, and then he had a career-high 44 yesterday against the Nuggets. Thoughts on G.G. this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, he Taylor Jenkins said after the Lakers game, he thought that was the best two-way game he had played. It might be. He played a really good game. He played a really good game on Sunday, too, but it's one of those things where, like, there's, you know, it's like a ball is juice type situation in game 82. Like, right. he played 44 minutes. He took 36 shots, which yeah. I think is a franchise record. And it really came tumbling late. Like, the game was over. Like, right. the Nuggets starters didn't even play the whole fourth quarter. They're a 20-point lead, and they bench everybody. And the whole fourth quarter, it's just, like, run out the clock time. And suddenly, he's just launching shot after shot after shot, and a lot of them are going in. And, like, suddenly, it quickly morphed from a good scoring game to, oh, he's got 40, oh, 42, oh, 44. It was that kind of thing. I didn't want to make too much of it because that is the situation where – if you want to make the case for G.G. Jackson this season, it's not that game, even though that's his highest scoring right. game. There are more impressive games he's played.
This is the same
game where Kenneth Lofton scored 42 last season.
Exactly. It was that game where Kenneth Lofton scored 42. Jake LaRavia, three straight 28 or more.
Yeah, I just think he has really, really helped himself. And it's not and it's the three straight, and it's the 2 months straight of meaningful minutes with good, mostly good production. The shooting has been up and down as a 3-point shooter, but he's finally had some ups. Like a couple of weeks ago when he had his first sort of big game, we talked about that as an outlier. He'd had all these bad games and it hadn't been counterbalanced by good games. And now he's had like three of these. Last night, yesterday was not one of them as a 3-point shooter. But I think he's had like three, like you get hot and suddenly you're making a bunch of shots. And when you watch him play, he's just playing with a lot of confidence.
Yeah.
Now, how does that carry over to next season when, you know, now you're like the 11th, 12th guy on the pecking order and you're playing with better players and against better players and all of this? I don't know, but I think he has helped himself enormously. Whatever happens with the Grizzlies, I think in terms of solidifying himself as a real NBA player, he has really helped himself the last 2 months.
Back to that Lakers game. Listen, it's controversial in the sense that there were some screw-ups, but it didn't matter to the Grizzlies. It did matter to the Lakers.
Right.
A bunch of bad calls, which the league acknowledged, including two traveling calls on LeBron, one of which was egregious, and then the extra 106 put on the clock.
It was a mess. It was a mess in favor of the Lakers in terms of the officiating.
Right.
And so, but in terms of the clock, that would have been a bigger story if the Lakers had lost the game.
Right.
The Grizzlies, literally no one noticed this. No one in the whole arena. I didn't notice it. The scorekeepers didn't notice it. The coaches, the players.
It's incredible.
There was 20,000 people, if you include people working at the game or whatever, not just fans, in the arena. And I don't think a single person noticed that this happened. So that is wild. I'm among the people who did not notice that it happened. Honestly, this weekend we were just in can we have a running clock mode? I was joking with a Grizzlies employee before the game. Can we have a rule late in the season where if both coaches agree, you just let the clock run? We were sort of in that.
If it had been a playoff game, people would have noticed.
Oh yes, yes.
Yeah. It was 1:14 remained in the game when they reset the clock to 2:20. At that point, the Lakers were winning 93-92. If you just went numerically, when it should have run out, the Grizzlies would have been ahead. But that's suggestive of an alternate universe, and who knows?
Right.
Had the actual clock been on there,
we have no idea
what would have happened, right?
Yeah, you adjust your play to the circumstances of the game, and so you change those circumstances, you change the play, and so who knows?
All right, so. And then the Nuggets game, as we discussed, it was another nice night from Jake LaRavia, that the career high for Gigi Jackson. I loved that you put. I had no idea. Some of the stats in your story yesterday were remarkable. First of all, 9 home wins, the lowest ever of a Memphis Grizzly team.
By far. They've had worse seasons than 27 wins. They've had 3 different seasons in Memphis, I think, with 22 wins. And one of those, they won 16 home games. And those two, they won 14.
14. And here was just 9.
Yeah, it is so wild. And they have a better road record this season than last season when they finished second in the West.
Yeah, last season they had 18 road wins. This year, this year they had 18 road wins. Last year they had 16 road wins.
Right.
When they finished second in the West. So that's nutty. We had 33 players played, 51 different starting lineups. Both are NBA records. I love this stat, though, because we had Gigi Jackson with a career high 44. But of those 33 players, 15 of them had career highs this year. Which is
You only got one Grizzlies rookie in there, because if you're a rookie, obviously going to have a career high you never played. And then you got a few other guys who were sort of barely played, go all these 2 ways and 10 days and stuff.
Yeah,
but that includes Jaren Jackson and Desmond Bain and Santi Aldama and other guys like that.
It's sort of that one actually a lot of this stuff you said you chalked up to happenstance, the road stuff or whatever.
The whole road thing I think is fluky. Yeah.
But this makes sense because more players are getting opportunities. More players are having to do more heavy lifting. Good players are having to do more heavy lifting, and bad players are getting or less good players are getting opportunities that they wouldn't have otherwise gotten. So that one makes all the sense in the world. You called it, and I think it is their most disappointing season relative to projected win totals, 27 wins.
Yeah, and even expectations were sort of muted a little bit going into the season, because they had problems even before. We knew on the front end, John Morant was going to miss 25 games, and Steven Adams was coming off this injury. And the expectation I had, and I think the team had, was you have to be careful with him and limit his usage and his minutes and back to backs and all that. And so there was all that already, but even accounting for those things, the team was expected to be in the play, to have a winning record and be in the playoff mix, not even just the play-in, but the playoff mix, even accounting for those two things. And then, the Steven Adams thing happens from the jump. You find out, on the eve of opening day, he's just not going to play. And then, all the other stuff sort of goes from there. And you knew Brandon Clark was going to miss most of the season. So it was already, this season had been diminished relative to what you expect the next two. But not like this. It was still expected to be a team with a winning record that was in the playoff hunt.
In terms of good stuff, obviously Vince Williams and G.G. Jackson qualify. Brandon Clark's return qualifies. To a lesser degree, you know, Jake LaRavia's return from irrelevance, Jake LaRavia's return from irrelevance, and Scotty, you know, unearthing Scotty Pippen.
The LaRavia and Pippen thing are like meaningful little good bits of work around the margins, right? Yeah. We'll see how much it means, but it feels like productive things happening with those players.
I mean, that's about it, right? I mean, plus yeah, what do you want to say with Jaren?
Some of the growth Jaren had offensively as a creator and as a scorer and especially as a passer, I think was really, really good to see from him. And then, you know, as a Desmond Bane, I think early on, you know, before his injury stuff took on more usage and you got more of a sense that you can run stuff through him. And so, there's a lot of production stuff that happened in the context of a most disappointing season in franchise history. That is true. I mean, some of the other like seasons of sub 30 wins, probably most of them, you wouldn't be able to find a list that long of good stuff you can take out of it.
In terms of, obviously the injuries, I'll put those over here. Like, those were all disappointing, and the injuries and all that stuff. We actually haven't heard much of Ja off court. That's good. You know, we haven't remarked on that, but there hasn't been, at least so far as we know, more off court stuff. So that's been good. And the players who played who were disappointing, the players who played who were healthy or whatever, who were disappointing, were Santi, although he redeemed himself somewhat at the end, and clearly Zaire, although there were some health issues in there too.
Santi uneven. I think of the young players you brought in, like Santi had sort of an uneven season. I think Zaire had a disappointing season, clearly. And I think it doesn't matter now because they traded him. But Roddy, I mean, Roddy played so much. If you go early in the season, like up to the point that Ja came back, I remember writing about this, Roddy was third on the team, total minutes played. And, like, you're just getting hammered with him out there. And so I think they recognized that and cut bait, even though there was a perception that maybe he was better than some of these other young players. So I think, you know, you look at this mix of young players and you have this, you know, you had all these darts you're throwing and you're trying to find some that work. And they did with Vince Williams and G.G. Jackson, maybe, maybe not, LaRavia. And Roddy did not work out for them. And now they pulled the plug on that. They pulled the plug on Lawson this season early on. We forget about that, but they pulled the plug on him. And then, like, the Zaire Williams thing, they have not pulled the plug on it yet, but it certainly looks very dicey going forward.
They will be seventh in the lottery, which means they have a 31.9% of jumping into the top four, a 19.8% chance to stay at seven, and a 34.1% chance to fall to eight, and then, as you put it, a much lower chance, 14.2% chance to get from 9 to 11. That's it. So it seems...
Yeah, there's actually like a 12-point-something% chance of falling all the way to 9.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like it's minuscule to get lower than 9. So it's very unlikely they're lower than 9. But like 9's not super out of the question.
Right. But top 4 isn't super out of the question. You know,
no,
one out of 3. You know, 1 out of 3 are getting top 4. It is weird. Like if they get to 1 or 2... There just won't be an explosion of celebration, you know, like...
No, there it is...
Weird, right? Like, who are you going... What's the prize?
There is not a consensus number one overall pick in this draft. And maybe between now and the draft is still, like, 2 months away. Maybe between now and then, and that starts to emerge, you know, or people think it starts to emerge. Like NBA teams don't sit at podiums and announce, like, this is the way the draft is going to shape up. It's like media reading tea leaves, and often, like, the good people get it right, but it's still that. But there doesn't seem to be a real consensus, not only at number one, but on number two or three or four, or, you know, it really is just like a dozen players just jumbled around.
Yeah. All right, so you are headed to, as we tape this, you are headed to the last interview sessions. What, again, who knows what's, you got to read tea leaves here, and no one comes out and says, no one said at this thing last year that we're never going to see Steven Adams play again. They obviously didn't know it.
No one outright said Dylan Brooks is not coming back, although we were able to discern
that was pretty clear.
From the tenor of the comment. Yeah,
that one, you can read tea leaves, and that one, both from honestly, it was maybe even Dylan's comments more that made it very clear. What's most interesting today?
You know, it's a good question. I was thinking about like a year ago, and even though this season has gone more poorly relative, you know, in terms of, you know, you're not in the playoffs unlike last year.
Right.
Last year ended like very, very badly.
Right.
And this year, like we've known it's bad for like a long time.
Right.
And so it's less sudden. There was a lot of stuff last year. I mean, there was the Dylan stuff was really large, and the most significant impending pure free agent this season is Lamar Stevens. And so there's not that.
Right.
Desmond Bain was headed towards a contract extension eligibility, and we knew that was happening. It was going to be big. The version of that this year is like Santi Aldama, Zaire Williams. I'm pretty sure Zaire Williams is not getting a contract extension. I kind of doubt Santi is because of the money, but if he does, it won't be that big, you know, relative to Bain. So there's less of that. There was so much mystery around the Steven Adams injury stuff. And even though they have the 13 players on the injured list, there's not, you know.
There's a little mystery. Vince Williams.
A little bit. Not a lot. I mean, Jaw's injury is a very common. We know what's up. We know what he has. We know, like, you know, there's not a lot of mystery with that. The Marcus Smart thing, it feels like a lot of these, they just sort of, because the season went awry, they just sort of let them linger. I don't know if there's a ton. We'll get clarity. We'll ask for clarity on all the injury stuff. But there's nothing to me akin to Steven Adams in terms of injury uncertainty.
Right.
And so, you know, it's less like cleaning up stuff than making decisions going forward. I probably will ask this, but I'm not expecting to get like a clear, certain answer. But like, you know, how important is it to add a true center to this summer that you don't have to the rotation? Is that, are they going to say we absolutely have to do this? They're probably not. They're probably going to like hem and haw it and massage it and not commit to things, you know?
There's real true center. There's Luke Kennard, which they certainly won't address, whether Luke Kennard is going to be on the roster next year or not. And weirdly enough, we're almost going to be like talking to people for the first time in a long time, right? See Ja again.
Ja is going to talk.
Yeah.
Ja has not talked. Like, one of the things is to ask Ja about his injury.
Yeah.
Ja's never talked about his injury, you know?
It is weird, though. It was at this thing last year where he said he was going to stay off the socials, and then shortly thereafter, he did not, right? That's hard to recall.
Ja's off-court stuff was a big topic a year ago today. And it was a big topic even though we didn't know a second shoe was going to drop days later. Now it looks like it's going to be less of a topic because nothing's happened. Thankfully,
it's
happened in a long time. So it feels like that's not really, that's also like something that's less of a thing than a year ago.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Marcus Smart for the first time in a long time. Ja for the first time in a long time.
Marcus Smart not playing, not involved in playoff basketball for the first time.
There is that. All right, we'll talk more about that tomorrow after we see what is said. How did you like the way the playoffs all shook out?
I'm still sort of internalizing a little bit. The West stuff is interesting. I've already heard stuff about that the Lakers want to lose the game to the Pelicans so they can get to 8 and play the Thunder instead of the Nuggets.
You can't do
I would say if you just say, would you rather be 7 or 8, I would say I'd rather be 8. But then you risk, you know, fooling around and finding out and not being 8, you know? And
I don't think the word is fooling around. I think that's different.
Well, I was trying to edit for radio.
I appreciate it.
I was trying to save Jeffrey a finger and a button over there. But, yeah, and so I think if you just ask, if they got to choose to be in 7 or the 8 seed the way it's set up, I think they would choose the 8 and play the Thunder. But you can't like, you know, slough off this game for the Pelicans and just assume you're going to beat the Kings or the Warriors. I think it'd be more interesting to me to see it shape up that way. I do think the Lakers of the 4 teams in the play-in are the most dangerous in the West. And I think the West is such that other than Denver, who I don't think is going to lose a first round series, I think all bets are off on the rest of these.
Yeah.
Phoenix 6 against Minnesota as a 3. I don't know. Flip a coin.
What was astonishing was that Denver lost to the Spurs on Friday. And that's what set this up. Denver as the 2 as opposed to Denver as the 1. And then over in the East, you have the situation where...
Is Embiid good to go? And if he's good to go, Philly may be the second best team in the East, but they have to come out of a play-in.
Yeah, but then you get New York elevating to the number 2 seed. Their reward could well be the Sixers, and it felt like neither Milwaukee nor Cleveland wanted any part of that. Like, was Cleveland tanking? I don't know if they were tanking. It felt like they were tanking to get out of that matchup, even though it means they would get Boston. Cleveland gets Orlando the first series, which is probably desired, but that just means they get to Boston the second series.
Yeah, Cleveland's giving off, we just really, really, really want to win a first-round series.
That is
our driving purpose. But then you got Miami hanging out there, and I don't believe in Miami this year, but, like, you know, it's Miami. It's Jimmy Butler and Eric Spoelstra in the playoffs, and, like, you know, they might beat Philly. And even if they don't, Boston might look up and have to play this Miami team in the first round, and, like, and they may have, like, you know, flashbacks. And, you know, that may be some psychological damage for Boston having to look up and see Jimmy Butler in the first round.
And then in the West, we've got confirmed two great series, Minnesota, Phoenix, Clippers, Dallas, right? I mean, that's pretty spectacular.
We'll see. The Kawhi thing is a little uncertain. I think Dallas is going to be a popular pick to win that series.
All right, Chris, we will we'll read your stuff later today from the departure interviews and talk to you about it tomorrow. Thanks.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Metro. If you're selling your house, call Josh Issa. Josh Issa and his team at Keller Williams Realty. I met with him when I first started talking about him, honestly. And you're like, what's this going to be like? And he'll blow you away. Flexible fees, no upfront cost, let you out of your contract anytime. He knows the market. His new website, if you go to joshhasthebuyers.com, it's because Josh has the buyers. Makes a lot of sense. Joshhasthebuyers.com. That's why he has more than 300 five-star Google reviews. So that's not a guy on the radio telling you that. That's folks who have worked with Josh Issa. If you're selling your house, and this is a great time to be selling your house, obviously people are finally moving, school year's ending, so they're moving in and out of school districts, whatever. This is when houses show their best. Call Josh today, 901-461-8147, or joshhasthebuyers.com. Back in a moment, it is Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Unsportsmanlike mornings. The Jeff Calkins Show. Jason and John.
If you kind of listen.
Wish that I was on a rocket top.
Oh, my God. Do you see it?
That's it! He did that again! No, it's just right! So no!
92.9 FM ESPN's Jason and John Show. Straight out of White Station and the U of M to your speakers. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN.
NBA play-in tournament gives teams the chance to play their way into the postseason, so it seems only fair that new customers of FanDuel can play their way into $150. Just place any $5 bet. You get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose, to use during the NBA playoffs. You like the Lakers? Bet the Lakers. You like Golden State? Bet Golden State. You like Boston? Bet Boston. All you got to do, place a $5 bet and you get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. Just go to FanDuel.com/Calkins, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, C-A-L-K-I-N-S, to get started. FanDuel is, of course, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, present Tennessee. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever.
even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-485-7220. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-485-7220 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-485-7220 to see if you qualify. That's 800-485-7220.
Don't sweat a swing and miss thanks to insurance tokens from BetMGM. Add an MLB wager to your bet slip and activate your bet insurance token. If your bet with the token applied doesn't hit, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets up to a specified maximum amount. That's another chance to step up to the plate and bet on the action out there on the diamond. Baseball is America's national pastime. And BetMGM's favorite pastime is making the sport even more amazing for fans. Whether you want to bet on a no-run first inning, try a signature bet, or take home a run prop, BetMGM has a loaded lineup for all nine innings all season long. Go to your BetMGM account today to claim your bet insurance token and get your stake back in bonus bets if your MLB wager using the token doesn't win. Only at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks and the official sports betting partner of MLB. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only, Tennessee. Only. Existing customer offer subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call or text the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
Life is fast and furious. Sometimes you need a boost. The Shot Nurse can help with Lipo B12 injections, increase energy, improve mood and sleep. It even helps with allergies. Or boost your immune system with our Tri-Immune Booster, packed with vitamin C and zinc. It gives your body a head start at fighting off illness. With three locations throughout the Mid-South, we can get you in and out quickly. The Shot Nurse is your wise choice.
Protection you need with a personal touch. The Shot Nurse.
Hey, Mid-South, get to Gossett Mitsubishi Motors Spring Sales Event and get thunderstruck with 43 mpg highway and 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage. We Gossett for $18,960 or $269 a month. Or hit the open road in your 2024 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. We Gossett $28,350 or $379 a month. And adventure starts with 2024 Mitsubishi Outlander SE. We Gossett $32,765 or $449 a month. Plus, every Gossett Mitsubishi comes with Mitsubishi's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Mitsubishi, 1870 Covington Pike, online 24-7 at memphismitsubishi.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 84 months, Mirage, RH00-5921, MSRP 19460, Eclipse, RZO-342-249, MSRP 29350, Outlander, RZO-43754, MSRP 33765, includes all rebates and incentives, PF 695, excludes tax, title, and license. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month. Dealer stock only.
Heller Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Heller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at HappyHeller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Hey, everyone, this is Brett Boone. Would you know it? I've got a podcast going strong in our fourth year. Tune in as I sit down with my friends, some of the biggest names in sports, media, entertainment, for a lot of fun and in-depth conversations. As you know, baseball's been my life. It's been in the family for a long time, but it's a lot more than that here. It's sort of like taking a ride in a golf cart around a beautiful track. Join me every week for multiple episodes on the Brett Boone Podcast, available on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
A car is never just a car. Kelley Blue Book knows it's so much more than that. It's your commuting chariot, your road trip refuge, your I just need a reason to get out of the house. Your car is there for everything. And for everything car, there's Kelley Blue Book. Need a new set of wheels? Price it on Kelley Blue Book. Problem under the hood? Fix it with Kelley Blue Book. Can another car do the job better? Trade it or sell it on Kelley Blue Book. We're here mile after mile, moment after moment. Price it, fix it, trade it, sell it. KBB.com. Visit KelleyBlueBook.com to get the journey started.
Wow, honey, have you seen the electric bill?
Yeah, it's out of control. But have you heard of Navien tankless water heaters?
Tankless? How does that even work?
Well, instead of constantly heating and storing water, it only heats water when we need it. So much more efficient than our giant tank heater.
That sounds great. Let's look into Navien.
Already on it.
Imagine all the hot water you need only when you need it. Bulky tanks are history. Navien high-efficiency tankless is the future. Compact, wall-hung units free up floor space, lower energy bills, longer life than tanks, and a 15-year warranty. Find out more at tanklessmadesimple.com.
The new $1.99 crispy tender wraps at Sonic come with a whole lot of tender love and chicken in bold flavors like Hickory Barbecue and Cheesy Baja for a limited time only at Sonic.
By now, you've heard all of our ads. America's largest injury law firm. It means that when you hire us, you get a legal army. When it comes to law, size matters. Morgan & Morgan. Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
Jeff's guests appear on the Frame Corner phone lines. Frame Corner, with expert custom and do-it-yourself framing since 1975 on Park Avenue in East Memphis. Now, back to the Jeff Calkins Show, live from the Genesis Memphis Covington Pike Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Something framed, and this is a good time because you've got all the stuff from high school and college as your kids wind up. Maybe you got their high school jersey you want framed, or their college jersey you want framed, or diplomas or graduation pics or whatever it is. Head on into the Frame Corner, 5035 Park Avenue, framecornermemphis.com. It's where the University of Memphis went when they needed jerseys framed for senior day and needed them to look beautiful and last forever. You're framing memories. That's what you're doing. You're framing and you're preserving memories, and no one does it better than Frame Corner Memphis. You can go walk in and buy a frame if you like, but they're really spectacular at custom framing. Again, it's Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue. All right, Jeffrey, we have news starting to trickle in, although I wouldn't say any of it is absolutely mesmerizing, right? I'm going to Drew Hill of the Daily Memphian. How about Drew, by the way? Shout out for Drew Hill. Gets married on Saturday, is at the end of season interviews on Monday. How about that? Anyway, among the bits of news, Jeffrey, on a scale of one, not news, 10 earth-shaking, okay, where you can rank these. Taylor Jenkins expects G.G. Jackson to play in the Summer League.
I would say like a 6 because I think that's news.
Yeah, it's news, I guess. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I guess I expected him to play in the Summer League.
Yeah, I mean, I think there had been some questions about whether or not he would, given
What he's accomplished.
Right.
But we've seen the Grizzlies use Summer League as a way of trying to expand the games and work on particular obviously Desmond Bane was a perfect example of this 2 summers ago, whatever it was, 3, 2, whatever, as he was working on his ball handling. So G.G. Jackson will play in the Summer League. So, all right, 1 is not news, 10 is earth-shaking. Zach Kleiman says they're not trying to hide the ball. The team needs to add a big moving forward.
I think I'm right there about a 6 again.
I think
you know,
we all said they needed to.
Right.
It would have been shocking. It just would have been coy if they didn't say it, right?
Yeah.
They don't have someone to bang.
Correct.
Right? And so...
Phrasing?
Yeah, right. So so they need someone to bang, as do we all, right?
Phrasing?
So Zach Kleiman said they're not trying to head the ball. The team needs to add a big moving forward. All right. 1 is not news. 10 is... earth-shaking, stop the presses stuff. Ja Morant is on schedule and will be fully cleared for basketball about halfway through the offseason.
I'll go like 4.
4 or 5.
You know what I mean? Like,
I think that's what I would have expected.
Yeah. But, it feels like we got a timeline, which...
Yeah, we got a timeline, which means he's got to, for half the season, he can't do anything.
Right. Half the offseason, yeah.
Yeah, half the offseason. I'm sorry. Half the offseason, he can't do anything. I wish it were faster than that.
Yeah, but like to me, it was when you started thinking about it, it's okay. Well, it's a labrum. He had
this
surgery.
This is on schedule. Yeah. This is on schedule. That is the schedule. Okay, here you go. One is not news. 10 is earth shaking. Desmond Bane is a week's, not month's injury.
I'll say like 3. Because to me, like that would imply, you know, maybe if they were playing in a playoff series right now, would he be good to go?
I don't think so.
That seems like a no, right?
Yeah, that's right. I think actually it's news. I think because some people have said, why isn't Desmond Bane playing? You're holding him. No. Seems like the fact that he is weeks away from a return suggests that this wasn't just like, you know, shutting him down because the games were meaningless. It's a real injury, but it's weeks, not months.
Right.
That to me is real news.
Yeah.
I'm giving that a 5 or 6. Okay, 1 is not news. 10 is earth shaking. Zach Kleiman said the team will be open-minded about how they use the pick in the coming draft. Use the term, take the best player available. We'll have a better idea when they know where the pick lands.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to say like a 4.
If that. What were they going to say? We're not going to take the best available? When is anyone not? Right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe what we're... I guess if you wanted to say what it could be in terms of of news value would be the fact that, all right, we're not really looking for fit. Like, if we get into this, like, we might just take somebody even if it doesn't make sense, you know?
Well, I mean, even if you really wanted a big, you wouldn't say it because why make it clear to everyone that we got to get a big out of this draft, right? And if someone wants to get a big, they're going to jump ahead of you or whatever else. So, like the Bills need a receiver in the draft. They're not saying it. They're saying, listen, we're going to take the best. We're going to see see how the draft breaks. See how the board falls.
Yeah.
Right? And I would want them to do that. I don't want them to take a big who is not the best player. I want them to pick. And we've seen this. In the NBA, there's so many whiffs that it's not just picking a tight end who will be good or a tackle who will be good.
Right. In the NFL draft, you can always pretty much, you know, the first 3 rounds, you can find somebody that
good
can play
players,
for you.
Right. And then you in positions kind of, you can be a little more pick and choose a little more among positions. Here, so many of these dudes in the first half are not going to be decent, are not going to be impactful NBA players. The most important thing is you pick an impactful NBA player. So that's not real news to me, but there you go. That's the news so far. We predicted it would not be particularly earth shaking. We did learn that Luke Kennard is not on the schedule, but I have not seen any quotes particularly attached to whether that has any significance. Have you?
I have not. Like, I don't know. You know, I believe Luke and his wife did just have a baby, so maybe that has something to do with it. Yeah.
All right. If more breaks on the Grizzlies, we will bring it in and we will reflect on it when we get the news. In the meantime, there are some other matters to discuss. Mark Pope was introduced as the head coach of the Kentucky Wildcats yesterday. Anyone who said this is not winning the press conference didn't see yesterday's press conference. Now, it was wild. Like, it was wild. And I thought they did a very good job. They bring in the full national championship team. And he's the last to get off holding the championship trophy. He says we're about winning banners. And it was a freaking love-in. And so if you thought it was Kentucky fans are going to hate him and whatever else, they were mad. We said this. If you are a self-respecting sports fan, you can talk yourself into anything.
Absolutely. That's what we do best.
And they did. And it was wild. Like they packed the place. It reminded me of nothing so much as the Josh Pastner first Memphis Madness, right?
Yeah.
It was
enthusiastic.
The fire marshals had to be called in. It was John Calipari has left. It is amazing. It's eerie how similar it was. John Calipari has left. John Calipari always held himself as being bigger than the program.
Yeah, absolutely.
He just did, right? He just does. He carries himself as bigger than the program. Even he did that at Memphis. He even did it at Kentucky.
Absolutely.
He is John Calipari and he is bigger than the program. And so when he leaves, the instinct from anyone who loves the program is to rally around the program, and we'll show him by showing that no one is bigger than the program. You know what they're going to do? You're going to embrace what it really means to be a Tiger, what it really means to be a Wildcat. You could literally just fill in the, you know, cross out one word and put in the other. And it didn't work in the case. Like, the fact that they packed the building yesterday does not mean that it's going to work. It also does not mean that it's not going to work.
No, I mean, the other thing that I was thinking with the Pastner comparisons, you know, they're really emphasizing we're going to focus on the in-state. We're going to focus on Kentucky.
Right.
You know, with John leaving, we're getting back to Memphis.
Yeah,
we're going to recruit Memphis again.
It was eerie how similar it was to that. Now, again, just because Josh did not work out here, that does not mean that Mark Pope will not work out there. He's got a lot of intrinsic advantages there.
Absolutely.
And I suspect, as you've pointed out, they've all won, except for Billy Gillespie.
Yes.
Tubby won, you know?
National title.
So it seems like a reasonable bet he'll win a national title. Certainly get to a Final Four. Certainly get to a Final Four. So it was quite a scene there. And it is interesting, like, the difference between – it was a great scene at Arkansas when Kentucky was introduced.
Yeah, when Cal was introduced.
But there are a lot more people at the Kentucky press conference.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot more.
Yeah.
Massive. So, all right, that happened. Also over the weekend, Penny's at it again. Colby Rogers from Wichita State, who is a three-point shooting specialist, shot 40.9% from three, Jeffrey, that's on 7.1 attempts per game. That's good, 16.4 points. It feels like, Penny, you just got to have a good game against Penny.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll be on the radar, right?
Oh, yeah.
So
the home of the American, the home of the AAC and CUSA All-Stars.
Yeah. So PJ Haggerty so far, and Dane Danger, and now Colby Rogers. And there are others making visits who basically fit the same profile. Like, Colby Rogers, good player at Wichita State, averaged 16.4 points, can hit the three. He's got 1 year left, which is unfortunate. You'd like him to be longer term than that. But he's number 174 in the portal, according to 247 rankings, okay? Right? It's interesting. You got to assemble a whole team again. And P.J. Haggerty is a highly ranked portal dude.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
But the other two aren't particularly. Right?
No.
And neither are any of the people who are on the list to come in anytime soon.
No, I actually don't view that as a bad thing, though.
But is that a bad thing? I'm going to say, like, they're not, it is not the five-star portal guys. It's guys who have carved out at lesser teams, have carved out success at lesser teams, whether it be, well, Illinois is not, but whether it be at Tulsa or at Wichita State, and then you've got, you know, Atro Dean from FIU and John Buggs III from Tulsa and Aaron Scott from North Texas. Again, other potentials who've been mentioned in connection with them. There seems to be a theme to these dudes.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's almost like you're filling out a roster with, like, hey, we're not doing the move where we're just going to try to get as many of the, you know, highest of the highs. It feels like that there's actually, like, roles here.
They're trying to fill roles.
Correct. And it also seems likely to me, like, the way that they're building this team is they are expecting David Jones to return.
Because they're not getting another star?
That's, to me, what it seems like.
Well, that makes a huge difference.
I mean, again, like, there's then the question of, is that Penny optimism? Is that because they think that maybe nothing's ever a done deal, but they feel
pretty comfortable.
Correct.
So there you go. News from the University of Memphis. A couple of other things I wanted to get to real quick. One is O.J. Simpson. He will not have his head examined for CTE. His lawyer said that.
Okay.
People reached out. He will be cremated. And originally the lawyer came out and said, we will fight to make sure the Goldman and Brown families get not one single penny from his estate. He has since softened that. And he said, we'll meet with them. Whatever. So there's your O.J. update. There was, we had spring game news over the weekend.
We had spring games, allegedly.
Okay. I have to say, I think having Joey Chestnut to a spring game is taking it to a whole nother new level. Like,
it does set a tone.
It sets a tone, and I don't know how you can't like Lane Kiffin. He makes it fun.
Well, and he's also acknowledging, like,
this is meaningless. Let's have a turn on a freaking hot dog eating contest.
Correct.
Might as well.
Yes.
We'll put points on the board if your team eats the most hot dogs.
And Joey Chestnut has about as good of approval rating as anyone in America. Like, yeah. Joey Chestnut shows up, you're like, heck yeah, Joey Chestnut's
Joey
here.
Chestnut.
That Jaws dude, is here,
that
baby.
Does, that's what America, what we do best is eat a lot, and he's better at it than any of us.
The best.
So that was good. And
no one eats processed meat like he does.
And then the news out of Tennessee, again, this is all
relative.
Yes. They were flinging the ball around the yard.
No way, really?
Yeah, no, they were flinging the ball around the yard.
Josh Heupel's going to throw it around a little bit.
And Nico, actually, 403 yards passing, right? And not for Nico. He had only had 96 of those. But they're raving about the receiving core. Deeper than ever, the receiving core. Jeffrey, we had a poll today. What was what's the final results of our poll?
So, Jeff, our poll question of what was the best development of the Grizzlies season with, so far, 237 votes tabulated. 65% say G.G. Jackson, 23.6% say Vince Williams Jr., 5.9% say Brandon Clark's return, and 5.5% say Jaren Jackson's offense. So GG in a runaway so far.
If you are looking for a bank, you shouldn't find a bank. You should find a credit union. Find Leaders Credit Union. And that's if you're grumpy about your current financial institution or if you're moving here and setting up a new financial institution like my new bride. She's going to Leaders. Leaders Credit Union exists for the benefit of its members. And that means that they're not having to pay stockholders or any of that stuff. Every penny they make goes right back into better technology, better rates matters, better service. It's Leaders Credit Union. It's why they can offer a 4.25 high yield savings account with no balance tiers, no minimums, no restrictions. It's why they can offer a 4.75 APY 11-month certificate. It's why they can have the mortgage rates they have, the car loans they have. It is Leaders Credit Union. Go to leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Jeffrey, what's coming up next?
Here's what's coming up next.
Here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. Jason will hand out Respect Burgers at 1 p.m. Jason Munns will talk more Tiger recruiting with us today on Giannotto and Jeffrey at 2:40. Jeff, of course, with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for Our Work is Done.
There's only one, 92.9 Memphis.
NASCAR.
92.9 FM ESPN is a proud partner with the Talladega Super Speedway and the Geico 500. This weekend at Talladega, Ryan Crichton is the president of Talladega Super Speedway, and he joins me now. Big week ahead.
The week is here, and it has started so much stuff. I just suggest everybody go to TalladegaSuperSpeedway.com to just see all of the events, all the activities, all the special ticket pricing we have. You'll be amazed at everything that happens at Talladega. One of our sayings is, this is more than a race.
Talladega.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300-horsepower engine or the available 375-horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZQL.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Ready to take your skills to the next level? Introducing the MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, also known as Weatherization Training, a comprehensive two-week training course designed to equip you with the knowledge and skills needed to excel in the weatherization industry. Learn to identify worker and client safety hazards and use proper personal protective equipment and safe work practices. Discover the fundamentals of building science and understand the house is a system, from air sealing measures to insulation and ground moisture barriers. You'll master the essentials of weatherization and gain expertise in duct inspections and learn to evaluate, remove, and reinstall windows and doors. Course material is curated from the best in the country. Don't miss out. The MoreTech Retrofit Installer Technician Class, held Monday through Thursday from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. at 1200 Poplar Avenue. Secure your spot today for just $2,000. Take a step towards a brighter future. Call 901-726-1977 or visit moretech.edu. That's M-O-O-R-E. TECH.EDU.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All 650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 40.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.